influence in this section in terms of balconies. On your left side, there are quite a few homes still retaining the same character. I'm talking in the first floor, because on the ground level, there are shops where people, making a living, where they sell different things. But this is not a market, because normally in the souk, nobody live. Careful. It's a residential area, people live in the souk. Souk is designed for crafts, making things and selling. So with us here, we have apartments on the first floor with some balconies open to the outside, which is totally the different style from the Berber style of Marrakech. First inhabitants of Marrakech, they didn't build balconies. They built small, tiny windows. They opened them to the inside. So please, this is as far as we can go with this van. We stop here and we walk together slowly and surely 5 minutes. Our driver will be waiting for us here. It's very crowded, very busy. I know this palace, it's very important. So let's go together and walk. Yalla.
I don't call this busy. Remember, if you come around 6:37, normally locals here, they go out in the afternoon. Because of the heat and the long day, they want to go for a stroll, evening stroll, they call it here. So we are inside the building, inside Bahia Palace. Bahia.
That's how Bahia Palace.
In this country, Bahia, it's a name for a girl. In English, means beautiful. Be careful, there is a religion Bahá'í somewhere.
Yeah.
There is a state in Brazil called Bahia. In Portugal, there is a region called Bahia. So we're talking about, this is a palace built by a prime minister. A prime minister. It's not a royal palace. In Morocco, you don't have to be a king, so you can have a palace. So what makes your building a palace, like here, is the inside, the building, the elements that constitute the house, what's inside it, that's very important. So we have a favorite architecture that Berbers have discovered and they want to have inside. The first thing people do, they raise a wall around the house. When they buy a plot, they raise a wall. And when they build this high wall like this one here, as it being sealed around us, we have a high wall on your left side. So this high wall is about more than 7 meters high. Country of walls. It's not for safety, it's not for security, but it's for privacy and tranquility. So when you're inside, you're totally isolated from the hustle and the dust of the world. It's this wall that separates the chaotic world from the organized world. We've had organized indoors in a sense.
Yeah.
Okay, we just hide that. Be careful, it's only an illusion outside. So there is a big difference between the observed and the hidden. If you spend days and days walking around in these old cities of Morocco, Marrakesh in particular, you see the outside world, they look plain. So why Berbers did that? In our culture, I am Moroccan Berber. In my culture, in my tribe, if you're rich and you have more money than your neighbors, you are supposed to hide your wealth. So don't spend your money outdoors to impress people. They say, here you show enough. So you are unrespectful. Shame on you. You show your wealth outside and inside is ugly and poor. I don't want to have an ugly kitchen. I want to have a beautiful kitchen. I want to have a lovely bedroom. I want to have a nice reception. I don't care about the outside. Outside is not for me. It's the inside which is for me. Okay? So you see all these trees everywhere here. Left and right, most of them are lime, Seville orange trees. We have them here just behind you. Yeah, you can touch it. See? These are lime, Seville orange trees. We grow them everywhere, even in the main streets of Marrakech. I have to tell you that when Berbers choose this tree to grow inside, it's not for marmalade. It's normally because they are sour. Oranges, they are good for marmalade. But we grow them for the flower. Because in spring, in March or April, they give a lovely blossom. And we collect those flowers and we make from them that famous concentrate that you call in English orange blossom oil. That's more important than the fruit. So orange oil, rose oil, jasmine oil, amber oil, these are liquids, they are natural 100%. And people, they use them for different, like this orange blossom, it's good for cookies, Moroccan patisserie. So I remember a lot of people use orange blossom even in aromatherapy. Okay? You talk about these spa places now, they use that. Yeah. So, and in a country doesn't produce Chanel, number 5 or Christian Dior, I think these natural products have very great, importance. Okay? So I have a leaf from this tree. I just got it from this tree. And I'll show it to some of you. It has two leaves. It has a big one and small one.
Yeah.
A top. If you can't tell from the fruit, you have to touch these leaves and see the difference. When they have a little leaf atop, like a heart, that means they are sour. Yeah. The sweet oranges, they give a leaf with one big, not the small one. So it's interesting, in Morocco we say they are sour, but they have a heart.
Yes. Shall I get one?
Thank you. There is a big one.
Oh, he's got
this little one you touch.
Can I take
that
one?
Makes the difference. So this is. You see the small one here?
Yeah.
See the big leaf and the small one?
Lovely.
Okay.
That's
the small one, and it's the big. So okay. This is a lime, but it's not a leaf. Just like grapefruit.
Yeah.
It cuts in here.
Touch this lime, the little one.
Oh, okay, that one.
Yeah.
Louise?
Yes?
I grant you this.
You might need two hands. Sorry, I'm recording.
Shall I hold that for you?
I give you that as a present.
Thank you.
But that's cyber orange.
Who's next?
So, please let me go back. Let me go back to the palace to tell you that 1894, the end of 19th century. That's the time when this palace was built by the prime minister. Well, it takes quite years to build, more than 15 years to build a house for him. 8 acres in total. But we don't show you 8 acres. We show you a small part. I'll tell you why later. It has been used as a residence, as a home for this family. In the 60s, that's the time when the Prime Minister died, the owner, he left the house to his children. So his children, being many, a big family, I think that's the reason why they sold the building to the government. They split the money, and everybody went his way. Mm-hmm. So now we have the municipality of Morocco looks after. In Morocco, we don't have a national trust. We have what we call Ministry of Culture, responsible for the preservation. So, this is a good place. This is a good place for any foreigner coming here to learn about the interior. So, soon we're going to move. There is a second door coming. That's officially the beginning of the palace. And all what we have been doing now, it's just like an entrance. So, nobody lives here anymore, no furniture, but the construction is here for you. Okay? Here we go. Please be careful steps. There are a lot of steps. Be careful. Okay? A lot of different levels of houses. Steps. We can go slowly. And pictures, of course, you can take them here.
Can you hear him all right?
Yeah, just about.
He talks quite quietly, doesn't he?
He turns away sometimes. Yeah. So I'm like,
you'll have to get closer.
You're any good at picking the word. Describing how big things are or not.
Well, if you could give me an idea of what a big building that you know of, and I'll relate it to that.
Okay.
So, say the Eiffel Tower. No, the Eiffel Tower's really big. Right, we're just going through a little gateway.
Okay.
It's not too narrow, and there are.
Whatever, it's fine. I'll be fine.
Three steps down.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Three down.
And there's one small one.
Okay.
Small step. And we're in a courtyard, which is a rectangle in shape with pillars all along it. Oh. One step. And it's got these red and white tiles on the floor. So it feels cool.
Yeah.
And down. Now inside the building.